Anyone else? Anything else?
Just the first question from my
child.
In relation to the first question, when we're singing Mangalarati, is it okay to then, of course, naturally we sing Jaya Prabhupada at the end? And that's particularly relevant to those, well, it's relevant to everyone. But is it okay to sing Jaya Gurudev as well?
It's all right. It's all right. There's no, I think ISKCON law against it. It's not because it's generic, so it will apply. Jai Prabhupada applies to everybody, and Jai Gurudev can apply to everyone's spiritual master. What's not okay is singing the name of the person leading, sings the name of his spiritual master, and then that leaves everybody else out. So, yes.
And in what way can we meditate on the spiritual master? Because I suppose Mangalarati, how can one meditate on the spiritual master? Because it describes various activities or qualities of the spiritual master.
Meditate on what you say. Saying those things, Sri Vigrahara Dana Nityanana. So just listen. Meditation is a natural process. So if you, that's why I say, if you listen to the sound vibration, just like when chanting Hare Krishna, if we're listening to the sound, then remembrance of those things that we've heard, seen, experienced will come. And if they don't come, then that's what we're hearing. We're hearing Shri Vigrahara Dina Nityanana Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita, and we're glorified and don't need to necessarily make any extraneous effort for absorbing our mind in anything other than what we're saying. And if what we're saying inspires us to remember other things, then that's fine.
That's natural.
That's a natural process.
So other things come to mind as well, like the pastimes of Krishna. Should we try and go back and focus on the sound vibration?
When?
When they're chanting.
Huh?
Doing japa, like you said, doing japa. Other things come. To do with Krishna's pastimes or anything like that.
If it comes naturally, then it's alright. And if simultaneously one's paying attention to the holy name, then it's fine. Someone is chanting, remembering Krishna's pastimes, and not even pronouncing the mantra properly, then that's not fine.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's a description. Well, it's a pastime where.
Yeah. Briefly, that one volume, I finished that. Excuse me. That you can take downstairs.
Oh.
just that. Okay, go ahead. No, not the term. I was looking for that. That's a little too warm with you. It's all right.
Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, they approach Mahaprabhu and they explain to him that they're very upset because Mahaprabhu is being criticized by the sannyasis in Banaras. And Mahaprabhu is unaffected. But Prabhupada says in the purport that they're Kanishtha Adhikaris. They were upset in particular because they weren't able to defend Mahaprabhu. So I suppose one of the qualities of a Kanishtha Adhikari is that he's not able to, his knowledge is weak, and therefore he's not able to defend or defeat one in argument. So I understood why Prabhupada may be calling them Kanishtha Adhikaris on that level, but at the same time they're pure devotees of the Lord, so I just wanted to understand that.
Yeah, they're not Kanishtha Adhikaris in the sense of Kanishtha in terms of their faith. Kanishtha Adhikari is someone who has weak faith, but they're Kanishtha in terms of the degree or the extent of their knowledge that they have. And they're not playing the role of being very learned. They're not so learned in their knowledge of Shastra and so on. And that's why they're called Kanishtha Adhikaris. But not only are they pure devotees, but they're actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. So they're not ordinary people. And so there may be different devotees who have different degrees of knowledge based upon their own level of study or learning, and also possibly the role that they're playing here in the material world.
Measures that we use is one's faith and one's knowledge, but it doesn't seem to me that knowledge is as fundamental in this case.
Yes, with their faith, they have they not only have faith, but they're actually they're pure at heart. So one thing is the Kanishtha as a sadhaka, but they're siddhas. They're perfect devotees. So that terminology is used, but the distinction should be recognized as to how it's used in relation to that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are all in their sadhaka form, so they're all as practicing Vaishnavas. That's how the lila unfolds. Not as perfected souls in their swarup in the spiritual world. So therefore, they show all kinds of variety, and they're displaying the qualification of a Kanishtha, not a learned person. And that's why learning is important. Krishna uses learning as is also the criteria by which Kanishthas can become steady. Gyani. Who says Chatur Vidhavajanti Imam? Arto Jignasur Artarti Gyani. Anantesham Gyani Nitya Yukta Veka Bhakti Vishishati. Gyani is Vishishta. He's the best. Priya, because if you know, then you become attached. Knowledge about someone, the more you know about someone, the more you understand something, the more you become attached. And so there's the development of attachment. Otherwise, if one doesn't come to that platform, then most likely they will fall back down again. Or they will just really remain on the Kanishtha platform. They can't rise to becoming Madhyamadhikari, so they can't progress. So for us, as practitioners, we can't use the example of Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra to remain Kanishtha Adhikaris. Our business is to practice the process of devotional service. Okay, last thing.
Richard, you get some older Mataji's who perhaps have come to Krishna consciousness, but when in their childhood or when they were a lot younger, they were perhaps initiated by just the family guru or whatever their parents took them to. So when they come to Krishna consciousness, some people say, well, you've already got a guru. Or should they, if they feel attracted to an ISKCON guru, because obviously now they have more of an understanding, what is the recommended process?
Depends what line they were initiated in and who they were initiated by. That's something that one needs to discuss with senior devotees or prospective gurus. If they're just initiated by a non-Vaishnav, then one should be reinitiated. The issue isn't initiation. The initiation is whether there's a connection with Krishna. And if someone doesn't have a connection with Krishna, then what's the use of initiation? But if it's a Vaishnava and it's a bona fide line, then it may not be necessary. So it's an individual thing. Being initiated is one thing, but one needs to be initiated in the right path. Okay.
If it's within a Vaishnava line, go watch.
Huh?
If it's within a Vaishnava line, then it requires more discussion and the specifics have to be.
Depends. Yeah. Then see what type of Vaishnava line and. Vidyabhushan was Madhava Sampradaya and Krishnadas Maharaj was initiated in Madhava Sampradaya. So, yeah. and then to see what the relationship is. But obviously one needs to discuss such topics. Okay, I will put everyone back and then make the offering.